Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Last week, the Garberville Office of the California Highway Patrol issued a press release about a single vehicle collision that took the lives of two passengers, 21-year-old Vincent Dodson and his father, 44-year-old Greg Dodson. Neither man was wearing a seatbelt when the driver of the vehicle, 20-year-old Dominic Quilisi, lost control and the vehicle rolled over several times. Quilisi was arrested following the incident and jailed on a vehicular manslaughter charge, although impairment was ruled out as a cause. Today, the CHP provided an update. Investigators at the scene found three loaded handguns, two of which were stolen, duct tape, a ski mask, M80 fireworks, an ASP, which is an expandable baton, body armor, and a printed Google map showing directions from Vallejo to Shelter Cove. The CHP suspects the men were on their way to a home invasion at the Shelter Cove location before the collision interrupted. The investigation continues, and anyone with information is asked to contact the CHP Garberville office. Fortuna police are investigating a burglary at the Ambrosini School on Roner Street. At some point yesterday, the suspect or suspects broke windows to gain access to the school and stole several thousand dollars worth of electronic equipment, including laptop computers. Police, along with school staff, spent several hours at the facility yesterday reviewing video surveillance and collecting fingerprints and DNA evidence from the scene. Anyone with information about the incident or the suspects is asked to contact the Fortuna Police Department. A sheriff's deputy was called out to the Early Bird Cafe on Saturday afternoon on a report of a patron acting suspiciously. When the deputy made contact with the suspect, 34-year-old Willow Creek resident Pedro Vasquez, he noticed a green bag at Vasquez's feet, and he could see the handle of a firearm sticking out. The deputy pulled out an illegal sawed-off shotgun with a pistol grip, and Vasquez was arrested for possession of an illegal weapon and booked into county jail. The city of Arcata wants to see no repeats of Halloween festivities that caused thousands of dollars in damage to the plaza during last year's Halloween celebration. The Arcata Police Department, with assistance from other law enforcement agencies, will enforce a strict zero-tolerance policy on the plaza on Wednesday night, and the center of the plaza will be cordoned off following the Arcata Main Street trick-or-treat event. Following last year's Halloween, the city had to temporarily close down the plaza to clean up graffiti, broken glass, and trash that had been left behind. And Don Anabuski, the executive director at the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission, announced that REDEC is now offering microloans to local businesses looking for financing. The microloan program, approved by the REDEC board this summer, provides loans from $5,000 to $10,000 for startup businesses struggling to get loans from traditional lenders. REDEC will continue to provide loans for up to $1 million for qualified businesses through their traditional loan process. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With the election just over a week away, we continue our look at the candidates and the ballot measures voters will be faced with when they enter the voting booth. At the state level, there are 11 ballot initiatives to consider, and we've covered the first three, 30, 31, and 32. Now on to Proposition 33, which would change current law and allow car insurance companies to set prices according to whether or not a driver has carried auto insurance with that company in the past. It would also allow them to give proportional discounts to drivers with a prior history of coverage with that company. Proposition 34 would repeal the death penalty in California, and it could have a huge impact on the state budget. If passed, Proposition 34 would apply to those already on death row and would require those convicted of murder to work while in prison to pay for restitution. Prop 34 also redirects $100 million to law enforcement for murder and rape investigations, and it's estimated if passed would save the state about $100 million per year. And Proposition 35 would increase the penalties for human trafficking, and collected fines would be used to pay for the care of victims, as well as require anyone convicted of human trafficking to register as a sex offender. They would also require human trafficking training for police officers across the state. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.